This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, April 3rd. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll take a look at yesterday's buyout of the Chicago Tribune by billionaire Sam Zell and what it might mean for the paper and the industry. We'll also take a look at our forecast, a very changing forecast, from meteorologist Ed Kieser, first to look at today's news. The Insight cable TV system is splitting itself in half, and all of its Illinois systems and most of its Indiana franchises will now be run by Comcast beginning later this year. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Comcast, the nation's largest cable TV provider, has been a half-owner of the Insight system since 2002. But the two companies have agreed to end their partnership. Philadelphia-based Comcast will become the sole owner and the active manager of half of the current Insight system, taking up all of its Illinois territory and most of what it has in Indiana. Comcast spokesman Jerome Espy says he expects the switch from Insight to Comcast to be an easy one.
The Insight systems have been run very well, so this is going to be a smooth and a quick transition.
Meanwhile, New York-based Insight, up to now the nation's ninth largest cable operator, will continue to own and operate cable systems in Kentucky, Columbus, Ohio, and Evansville, Indiana. A news release issued by both companies says Comcast expects its half of the Insight system to generate about $290 million in operating cash flow this year. Comcast spokesman Jerome Espy says it's too soon to say how the splitting of the Insight system will affect customer rates. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The cities of Champaign and Urbana have been in the process of negotiating a new cable franchise agreement with Insight that would take effect in 2009. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich kicked off a campaign of a different kind yesterday, starting a statewide bus tour in Chicago. He's trying to get support for his controversial new state budget proposal. Tony Arnold reports.
At a press conference that felt more like a campaign rally than a speech about the budget, Blagojevich said lobbyists who oppose the plan are just wrong.
We are on the right side of this issue. We are on the side of the people. This is going to be Armageddon. And as Teddy Roosevelt said, we are on the side of the Lord. Let's take our message of Springfield and pass tax fairness and health care and education. Thank you, and God bless you.
One key to Blagojevich's plan, a huge tax hike for big companies. The head of the Illinois Manufacturers Association says raising the gross receipts tax would just increase prices for consumers. I'm Tony Arnold.
The future looks uncertain for Regions Air Incorporated. The Tennessee-based company operates in several states, including Illinois. It grounded its commuter planes last month amid a dispute with authorities over pilot training and certification, and hasn't said when it thinks it will fly again. But consultants and experts who follow the aviation industry say the airline may never get airborne again. John Ash, a consultant in Washington, says it's very tough for companies in the same situation as Regions Air to make a comeback. The company has apologized to customers and says it's working with safety officials to solve the problems. Regions Air operates as American Connection, serving Decatur and Springfield, linking them with St. Louis. In an effort to stop some towing companies from taking advantage of customers, lawmakers are considering a measure in Illinois that would set guidelines for companies. Krista Kukowski has that story.
Democratic Senator Edward Maloney of Chicago says he knows of cases in which certain towing companies have led their customers astray.
They use police scanners to find out where there's an accident. They'll go to the accident site uninvited, so to speak. They will take advantage of the person's, you know, situation, which they're kind of upset and everything. They'll tow the car. They said that when sometimes the people even ask how much it's going to be, and they say, well, don't worry, insurance will take care of it. They tow it to a site unknown to the person. They leave a phone number that is often an answering machine, so you have difficulty tracking them down.
Maloney's measure would put these companies under the auspices of state regulators, who would determine the maximum rate towers can charge. Companies must also tell customers the price of all services before a car can be taken away, give the address where a car will be taken to, and receive a written disclosure with these and other details. It now moves to the Illinois House for consideration. I'm Krista Kukowski.
A child care agency based in Urbana hopes to do something about a statewide increase in childhood obesity. Illinois' latest Kids Count survey stated that more than 30% of the state's children under the age of 10 are overweight. The Child Care Resource Service provides training for parents, child care providers, and the children themselves on how to incorporate healthy foods and physical activity into their lifestyle. Executive Director Judy Hartley says parents nowadays don't find the time to eat right themselves, let alone their children.
How can I carve out a little time to think more intentionally about the foods that my family eats? How can I, as a parent, influence the children in my life to have a healthy diet and structure their life around activity, exercise, being involved in what they eat, not just mindlessly stuffing something in your face?
Lessons provided by the Urbana Agency include a game in which kids sort out pictures of fruits and vegetables with the unhealthy foods. Child Care Resource Service serves 6 counties in East Central Illinois. And for a list of suggestions for parents on how to deal with childhood obesity, on the web you can visit ILChildCare, one word, ILChildCare.org. For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.UIUC.EDU/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Tribune Company has accepted a buyout offer valued at $8.2 billion. The deal was put together by billionaire Sam Zell. It involves taking the company private, selling off the Chicago Cubs, and installing Zell as the chairman of the board of Tribune. But many other details are still up in the air. Illinois Public Radio's Lynette Kalsness has more.
The Tribune Company says the deal includes selling off the Cubs at the end of the season, but officials did not return phone calls about whether they'll sell much else, including newspapers and TV stations across the country. The company owns the Chicago Tribune and WGN. Mike Smith of Northwestern University figures this is a good time for employees.
Just think about the people who've worked within the Tribune Company for the last year or so. They've had this cloud of uncertainty over their heads. Now at least they know who their owner is.
Smith heads Northwestern's Media Management Center. He says it's too early to tell what the future holds.
The Tribune Company has been a spectator sport now for about 12 months, and I think it's going to continue to be that way.
But Smith says he has high hopes because the new owner is a successful businessman with deep pockets. That owner, Sam Zell, is a real estate investor known as the Grave Dancer for buying properties in distress. He's putting up $315 million. Zell would become chairman of the board and get some stock, plus options to buy more later. But a lot of the financing comes indirectly from the employees themselves.
Essentially what it is that you will have the employees of the company to become the owners of the company.
Abel Delalvand is dean of the business school at Loyola University Chicago. He says how it works is the company will buy back its stock and go private, and it will finance this through its employee stock ownership plan.
What is going to happen is that the employees are actually taking risk at this point. They're putting both borrowed money as well as their own retirement, which are going to be treated as the stocks of the company. So if the company does not do well, then their pensions and their retirements are going to be threatened.
A similar stock plan did not end well for United Airlines workers. Jalvan says their retirements basically disappeared.
So the same thing could happen in here, but if they restructure the company very quickly and they start becoming profitable and pay the debt down, I think that deal would be profitable and appropriate.
He says overall, the Zell plan is a good deal. He says the company would not survive without restructuring. I'm Lynette Kalsness.
Be prepared for some severe weather through the course of the day today, then a big change starting tonight. The forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser for today in northwest Illinois, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sun, windy, scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop through the course of the day, and some thunderstorms could become severe. The highs today ranging from 57 degrees in far northwest Illinois to 82 in far southern Indiana. For tonight, in Illinois, mostly cloudy, windy, and turning colder, with scattered showers, especially in the evening hours. In Indiana, thunderstorms early, followed by windy and colder conditions overnight with scattered showers. Some of the storms in Indiana could still be severe tonight. Lows ranging from 28 in far northwest Illinois to 42 in the south. And for tomorrow, in the north and central sections of Illinois and Indiana, mostly cloudy and very windy with scattered sprinkles and even flurries. In the south, a mix of clouds and sun and windy, and highs ranging from 35 in far northwest Illinois to 55 in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, April 3rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.